This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to offer her post-Brexit plan on future relations with the European Union to come to a vote in Parliament January 14th. Facing almost certain defeat, she pulled the plan from a December 11 vote. Britain is set to leave the EU March 29th. Ms. May rejected a second referendum.
Another vote which would do irreparable damage to the integrity of our politics, because it would say to millions who trusted in democracy that our democracy does not deliver. Another vote which would likely leave us no further forward than the last. And another vote which would further divide our country at the very moment we should be working to unite it.
The Prime Minister indicated in her talks last week with EU officials she received further clarification on aspects of the withdrawal pact, and her government is seeking further political and legal assurances. Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn lodged a motion of no confidence in Ms. May for not quickly rescheduling a vote on the Brexit deal.
So we're left edging ever closer to the 29th of March deadline without a deal and without even an agreed plan in Cabinet to get a deal. The Prime Minister has cynically run down the clock, trying to manoeuvre Parliament into a choice between two unacceptable outcomes, her deal or no deal.
Parliament remains divided, with factions pressing for various options for future ties with Brussels, exiting with no deal or remaining in the 28-member bloc. Voters in the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar head to the polls Wednesday to choose between two former presidents. Andry Rajoelina received 39% in the first round, while Mark Ravalo Menon got 35%. Both were banned from running in 2013. Mr. Ravalo Menon was first elected in 2002, but forced to resign 7 years later. Mr. Rajoelina was installed by the army and ruled until 2014. This is VOA News. A senior White House official Monday said President Donald Trump gave his Turkish counterpart no assurances he would allow the extradition of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, wanted for his alleged role in orchestrating Turkey's failed 2016 coup. Turkish foreign minister said that Mr. Trump assured Recep Tayyip Erdogan he was working on sending Gulen and others back to Turkey. Randolph Macon College history professor Michael Fishback is not certain Turkey has provided the necessary evidence to back his assertion Gulen was implicated.
It's been hard to ferret out, even, 2 years now after the attempted coup, to find out what, if any, influence Gulen really had over this coup and the plotters. But regardless, it's certainly the response of President Erdogan to crack down on just about anybody accused of anything has fueled speculation that his campaign is directed at much more than simply Gulen's supporters.
Gulen has repeatedly denied any involvement in the failed coup. Meanwhile, Mr. Erdogan said he and Mr. Trump has Mr. Trump's support for a planned military incursion into northern Syria against U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters who've been engaged in the fight against Islamic State militants. He said he discussed the plan with the U.S. leader and the U.S. gave a positive response. Last week, the U.S. Defense Department said any such unilateral military action in an area where the U.S. military personnel are present would be unacceptable. Diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey say they're close to agreement on the composition of a Syrian constitutional committee that would pave the way for a new charter after elections. They met in Geneva Monday, and outgoing UN envoy Stephanie Mistura hopes to meet with them this week to clinch a deal for the committee. Taliban representatives met with officials from the U.S., Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Pakistan in search of a basis for talks on ending the 17-year conflict in Afghanistan. Indiana University analyst Nazif Shirani in Kabul said the pace of meetings with the insurgent group has picked up in recent weeks.
It seems President Trump has given a limited period of time of 6 months, plus, of course, the impending election. So those two might be the critical factors.
At least two other meetings involving U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad and the Taliban have taken place this year. The insurgent group, however, refuses to meet with the Afghan delegation. Two new defense papers reveal Japan plans to speed up purchases of U.S. weaponry, including advanced stealth fighters, over the next 5 years to counter the growing security threat posed by China and Russia. Israeli engineers are making final preparations for a planned lunar moon landing next year. If successful, Israel would be the only fourth country to carry out a controlled soft landing of an unmanned vessel on the moon. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, Go Sleep by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
African beats.
By Kubazi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Sir Prince from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, gone but not forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Sir Prince of Ghana.
Spirit music. Yeah! Awesome, bro. Meet it.
If the Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema Queen by Saprins of Ghana. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the Queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah. African Beats.
Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and before that, Mahie by Gile of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we're gonna continue with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about a show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African Beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, let's go with some real African non-stop music, Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music, We call it endurance, and so I want you to enjoy this one, Sukus Attack by Suku Stars, right there. Let's go. Message says, hello, David. My name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much. Thank you. Suku Stars doing Suku's Attack. Beautiful music nonstop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up, and right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria. Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria, and right before that, Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na.
Now here is this message coming from a regular listener to the African Beat right on the Atlantic Ocean in West Africa. And that is Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. And he says, "Hello David, how are things going? I want you to play a nice piece of music for the listening crew on board my vessel here at sea in West Africa. We want you to play something really good from Tanzania. We love African Beats and we don't miss it at 2000 hours GMT on our SSB radio. Keep the African Beat moving. We are proud to be Africans. Love from Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. Thank you so much. Well, to all of you out there, let's enjoy something really good from Tanzania's Diamond Platinum, and this is Nana. Enjoy it and you keep listening to the African Beat all the time. And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
A beautiful people united in a rainbow color. A people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming there's a future.
Remember, Africa, you are the beauty of